$30 trillion. That is the market Anthropic is expected to put in front of public investors this autumn, and it is more than 12 times the combined revenue of every technology company in the S&P 1500 last year. Today's digest for August 26, 2026. 10 stories running from Silicon to spaceports to a leak that turned out smaller than the people who published it claimed. For a decade, sizing the artificial intelligence market meant counting software spending. Anthropic is about to ask public investors to count something much larger. Per Wall Street Journal reporting, it will tell shareholders its addressable market exceeds $30 trillion, reached by tallying not software budgets but the human labor its models could perform, from programming to customer service to healthcare. All 191 technology companies in the S&P 1500 earned about $2.4 trillion last year, so the pitch is more than 12 times that, and it edges past the $28.5 trillion SpaceX showed investors before its own offering. The rest is what a prospectus must defend: a valuation target near $2 trillion, a raise of up to $100 billion, and second quarter revenue of $11.6 billion that more than doubled quarter over quarter. A filing is expected within weeks. Anthropic has not published the figure itself. New York University's Aswath Damodaran called the artificial intelligence portion of SpaceX's pitch the end of what is plausible. This one sits $1.5 trillion above it. From what artificial intelligence might be worth to what it actually runs on. Apple introduced two new processors on Tuesday and rebuilt the Mac Mini and Mac Studio around them. The M5 Ultra is the headline part and the company's most powerful chip to date. A quad-die design fusing two dual-die M5 Max chips into as much as a 36-core central processor and an 80-core graphics processor with 1.2 terabytes per second of unified memory bandwidth, half again what the M3 Ultra managed. The M6 is the volume part. Built on a 2-nanometer process, it adds a pair of cores for 12 total, carries a dual 16-core neural engine, and claims close to a 30% gain in peak graphics compute for artificial intelligence over the M5. The framing throughout was local, running and fine-tuning large models on the machine in front of you rather than renting time on someone else's. New Mac Minis pre-order at $899 and ship after September 20. Scale that same ambition up to a data center, and you get the day's other silicon story. More throughput per kilowatt than any inference processor shipping today. That is what SemiAnalysis puts on Jalapeno in its Inference X benchmark. Jalapeno is the chip OpenAI built with Broadcom, with help from its own models. The comparison was an NVIDIA Blackwell system. And OpenAI's Richard Ho noted the competitive picture may have moved considerably by the time it ships in volume. The design targets where inference leaks time, the prefill phase, and communication between processors. Keeping model state and the key value cache local cuts data movement, small volume deployment is expected late this year, anything substantial in 2027. A former Exxon property in Vermilion Parish, Louisiana, west of New Orleans, is about to become the second Starbase. SpaceX says it will put up to $100 billion into the site, propellant production, power generation, deep water shipping, vehicle processing, and an airport. Construction starts in 2027, with a first Starship launch projected for 2029, though Louisiana Economic Development, which brokered the deal, puts initial operations closer to 2030. The state is selling 3,000 direct jobs over 10 years at an average salary of $92,600, plus more than 30,000 construction jobs at peak. A second site exists at all because SpaceX intends to retire the Falcon family once Starship launches multiple times a week. More than $8 billion has gone into Starship, and both Starlink expansion and a planned satellite network for artificial intelligence depend on it flying often. Same owner, a different fight. If you have been reading posts on X without an account, that arrangement ended this week. Knitter, the open-source project that rendered X posts with no login, no ads, no tracking cookies, and no JavaScript, received a cease and desist on August 24th, as did several public instances built on it, X-Cancel among them. X Corp gave them until 5 in the afternoon Eastern the next day to shut down. The company alleges unlawful use and circumvention of its application programming interface, specifically scraping and the use of accounts and session tokens against its rules, citing the Texas Harmful Access by Computer Act and the Lanham Act. Knitter's developer, who goes by Zadeus, took the site offline and said development has stopped while they seek legal advice. This is the second time X has killed Knitter after the 2024 interface restrictions did it temporarily, and the pattern is not unique. One company spent the week fighting to keep its data in. Another watched its data go the other way. The number attached to a leak and the number that survives verification are rarely the same. Have I Been Pwned added Carhartt to its breach index on August 25th at 12,193,3413 unique email addresses, and the qualifier matters. The dataset the extortion group Shiny Hunters published carried millions of extra records that were synthetic, tied to no real person, and those were stripped out before publication. What remains is bad enough. Alongside the addresses, the exposed data includes names, phone numbers, and physical addresses. The breach is dated August 2026 and followed a pay or leak campaign. Shiny Hunters demanded payment, did not get it, and published. For the 13 million people in the verified set, this is the category of exposure that keeps working long after the news cycle ends, because a confirmed name, address, and phone number is what a convincing approach is built from. To a smaller change with a longer tail, Anthropic merged the memory behind Claude Chat and Claude Cowork on Tuesday, so anything it learns in one surface is available in the other. The complaint this fixes is rebriefing. Moving between a chat window and a Cowork session used to mean restating context every time. Memories now update continuously during a conversation rather than at the end of it. It is on by default across Free, Pro, and Max, with an app update required on mobile. Health data, race, ethnicity, religious belief, and gender identity sit behind an opt-in toggle. Government identifiers, social security numbers, criminal history, and immigration status are never stored. An assistant that remembers you is a small version of something one of the industry's founders now says has gone too far. 5. That is how many danger thresholds Bill Gates says artificial intelligence has already crossed. Speaking to MIT, technology review, biocapabilities, meaning the design of novel molecules, cyber capabilities, psychosocial capabilities, meaning dependency, job market destruction, and loss of control. His argument is not that anyone is a surprise, but that these were the lines people agreed would trigger a response. None has. The proposals are specific. A tax on artificial intelligence revenue, half of it routed to displaced workers. Certain occupations reserved for humans, childcare and teaching among them, and monitoring for any model able to design novel molecules enforced through cooperation between the United States and China. What has moved is his reading of history. He once argued technology always created more work than it destroyed, and now says this time is different. One extra word in the middle of an email address. That was the whole dispute. Apple had said earlier this year that masked addresses generated by Hide My Email would move to a domain reading private.icloud.com, and on Monday it confirmed they will stay on plain icloud.com after all. The feature hands paying iCloud Plus subscribers a disposable address to give a website, with mail forwarded to the real inbox behind it, and its usefulness rests entirely on those addresses being indistinguishable from ordinary iCloud accounts. A separate domain would have let any site pattern match on it and refuse the sign-up, which is precisely the objection users raised. Apple has not explained the reversal. John Gruber reports that people inside the company had opposed the change from the start. The same raw material, personal detail, put to a very different use. The victims in Interpol's latest fraud sweep fall into two groups that rarely share a file: retirees in English-speaking countries and children as young as 14. Operation Jackalfiver ran from November 2025 to June 2026 across 22 countries in Africa, Europe, and South America. And Interpol flagged the second group as the troubling new development. West African crime groups built around romance and investment scams aimed at older targets are increasingly running sextortion against minors, threatening to send explicit material to a victim's contacts unless a ransom is paid. The enforcement figures: 58 arrests, 263 suspects identified, and an estimated 143 million euros stolen and laundered. South Africa accounted for 39 arrests, with $2.67 million seized. Romania arrested 11 and took 330,000 euros in cash and cryptocurrency. In Italy, a single account had moved 845,000 euros. A day of numbers asked to carry a great deal of weight. 30 trillion in a pitch deck, 100 billion in a coastal marsh, 13 million in a leak, 5 thresholds already behind us. Which of them hold up is next year's story. Thanks for listening. I'm Shmug, and that is the digest for today.